From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, what's old is new again. Italy calls back Silvio Berlusconi to run the government.
But first, Pope Benedict XVI arrives at Andrews Air Force Base today for his first official visit to the United States. President Bush greets him there. Then the Pope will meet this evening with U.S. Catholic leaders.
While the pontiff is in this country, he'll see that the church here is in transformation. Once, it was predominantly Irish, Italian, and Polish.
Now, nearly a third of U.S. Catholics are Latino, and they're having a growing influence on the church. Rob Schmitz of member station KQED reports.
The briskly moving silhouette of Father Jarlath Kinane cuts through the sweet-smelling smoke lazily drifting from an incense burner backstage at the L.A. Convention Center. He's already presided over two masses in Spanish at his neighborhood church, each with 1,000 Latino worshipers. 4,000 more wait here on the other side of the stage. Losing parishioners, a problem for Catholic churches in other parts of the country, is not something that worries Kinane.
Many of the dioceses back in the East Coast, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, have had to close inner-city churches. At our church, we seat 1,000 people. We do 9 masses on a Sunday. They're all full. So, from where we sit, we're just almost overwhelmed.
According to a recent study by the Pew Forum, no other major faith in the U.S. has lost as many members in the last few decades as the Catholic Church has. One-third of Americans who were raised Catholic have left the church. That gap is being filled by a surge in Latino Catholics, many of whom are recent immigrants. Latinos now make up more than half of all Catholics in the western U.S., and they've brought a style of worship that has energized the church.
Vamos.
Father Kinane's Mass is about to begin. Worshippers rise in unison and clap their hands with the rhythm of a rock group beside the altar. The screaming guitar piercing the air is more reminiscent of a Santana concert than a Catholic Mass. This celebration of Christ is one big fiesta. As the chorus begins, jumbotron screams on both sides of the stage show Father Kinane walking down the main aisle. Parishioners surround him, raising their hands over their heads. Many of them pour out into the aisle behind him to dance. This particular Mass is sponsored by a ministry within the church called El Sembrador, Spanish for the sower. The ministry takes a charismatic approach to worship, which isn't traditionally Catholic, but more like a Pentecostal service. The Pew survey found that among Latino Catholics who attend church, 6 out of 10 say they attend these types of non-traditional masses. One might think this style of worship would butt heads with the more ritualistic, stoic worship style in the traditional Catholic Church. Not so, says Pew's Luis Lugo.
Of the Latinos who adopt charismatic kinds of practices, they are, if anything, more likely to be connected to the church. Rather than using that experience as a halfway house out of Catholicism, it actually seems to integrate them even closer to the church.
As Mass at the L.A. Convention Center wraps up, Adrian Jeronimo looks exhilarated. Jeronimo credits his renewed Catholic faith for saving his life. He says the pressure of living as an illegal immigrant drove him to drinking and an addiction to crystal meth. His behavior almost destroyed his family. A year ago, he started coming to church again. Speaking in Spanish, Jeronimo says his dream in coming to this country was to succeed here. And he says he found God. He says the discovery was marvelous. Jeronimo's story is typical of many Latino immigrants in Father Kinane's parish. For years now, the Catholic Church has been active in protecting immigrants and standing up for their rights. Kinane says the isolation of living illegally in a foreign land creates a more urgent need for a relationship with God.
The tragedy and harshness of life does send people looking for spirituality, does ask ultimate questions. And so folks have to depend. They cannot simply be independent. They must help one another to survive.
Kinane says the Latino immigrants who arrived to his church remind him of the very first Christians who were persecuted in Jerusalem and were forced into exile. Like those early Christians, Kinane says these new parishioners who are striving for a better life for their families might be God's way of renewing the Catholic Church in the United States. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
Many American Catholics, especially younger ones, believe it's not necessary to go to Mass. That's according to a poll conducted at Georgetown University.
And it raises a question. What do young Catholics have to say about their religious practices and the significance of the Pope?
Youth Radio asked Jasmine Escobar and Leslie Salinas, who attend a Catholic high school here in California, to weigh in.
Isn't it funny how we go to a Catholic school, but we didn't even know the Pope was coming?
Yeah, I had no idea that the Pope was coming. I didn't even know that we had a new Pope until you brought it up to me at school.
Okay, I knew that, but I didn't know that he was coming to the U.S.
Like, to my grandma, the Pope is like this like big guy. Like, he's so holy that she would like have to kneel down to him if she saw him. But to me, it's like, okay, he's just some other guy. I don't know. Like, he's not that big to me. I don't know.
I mean, it's like kind of like a symbol of Catholicism. It's not really.
But I don't feel like he's like I've been personally like touched by him or.
Yeah, like intrigued been, by what he's doing.
Yeah, so he's not so big in my life.
I don't really think for the youth it's touching, as in like their grandparents or even their parents. Some parents are like, you know, taking their young children to see it. But for me, it's like.
Yeah, but I think like before. The Pope used to be like so much more in the teachings than now, that it's like now we don't even hear about it. So like, how do they expect us to be touched by him or to be like impressed?
Or, like, I haven't even seen a picture of him. I think for me, I'm religious, but I don't practice it as much as other people would.
Yeah, I think I'm the same way. Like, I might be a Catholic, but I'm more towards, like, the focus of God and Jesus and, like, the main message. I'm not so much about religion and, like, all the practices.
Like, let's go to Mass every Sunday.
Yeah, like, really, the Mass that I go to every Sunday that I used to go to, like, I didn't really get anything out of it. Then, like,
I think I'm the same way, and I think it's not like you need to go to an actual church to be Catholic or religious. You can practice your own, like, rituals at your home or wherever you find
and
a sacred place.
And it's not
place.
Like you have to be in front of so many people to, like, pray or have a connection with God. Like, you can have your own connection with God, like, in your own room, like, on your bed, just praying to him for, like, 20 minutes or an hour every night. Like, you don't have to go to church or you don't have to show everyone, like, oh, look, I'm a Catholic, so I believe in God.
We believe in him.
Yeah.
16-year-old Leslie Salinas and 17-year-old Jasmine Escobar attend high school in Berkeley, California. Youth Radio sent us their conversation.